If a woman is sitting and she takes off the challah while she's naked, so what's the problem over here is that when you separate challah, you've got to make a brocha, and you're not allowed to make a brocha generally if you've got no clothes on. But if the woman is sitting, so then she can like cross her legs and cover herself up, and in that way, she would still be able to make the brocha. Because she's able to cover herself up, says the Mishnah. But not a man. A man can't sit, right? There's nothing he can do if he's sitting to cover himself up. So if he's sitting, he can't separate the challah because he can't make the brocha. Different topic. If one's impure and he's making his dough, so what should he do? Should he separate challah, in which case it will become impure, or you know, how does he do it? Says the first opinion of the Mishnah, Yasena Kabin. What he should do, he should make the dough in small amounts, a kav, because the kav is not enough dough to be liable for challah, therefore he doesn't have to separate the challah, and it doesn't matter if he's impure. Va'al yasena betuma, and that's better, according to the first opinion, than making a big batch of dough, and then he's obligated to separate challah, and when he separates the challah, it's automatically going to become impure, because he's impure. Rabbi Akiva Omer, he disagrees. He says, yasena betuma, v'lo yasena kabim. He says, it's better that he should separate impure challah than not separate challah at all. Shekashem shukoira l'tohera, because just as when he separates it and he was clean, he's still designating it as challah. There's still like a challah designation to it. Kachu koira l'tma, even if he is impure and he separates it, at least he's separating challah. Yes, he's making it impure, but at least he's doing the separation and separating of challah. They both get the name of challah. Aval kabim, but if he makes it in small amounts and he doesn't have to separate challah, ain lahim chalek b'shem. There's no part in the name. There's going to be no designation of challah in that instance over there. Brings over at the end of the karti that the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Akiva, which would mean that if a person is impure, it would be better if he separates, makes the in a small amount, then he makes it the challah impure.